You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Should we take a break from politics now? Yeah, let's. Because it is time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask people in the spotlight questions about work, money, and their lives. This week's quiz taker is one of my personal favorites because she has brought us musical gems like this, the Sexy Getting Ready song.
The Sexy Getting Ready song. Prepping and plucking, brushing and rubbing, the Sexy Getting Ready song.
That skewering of what women do to get ready comes from this week's guest's TV show. And here she is with our producer, Haley Hirschman.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bloom. I am the co-creator and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a television show on the CW.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Money can buy you not being terrified of how you're going to pay your rent or feed your family or do the basic things in life. It can give you those kind of most basic securities.
In a next life, what would your career be?
I think I would want to be either a teacher or I really do like sciencey medical stuff. And so I think like some sort of doctor or scientist.
Do you have like a specific field or any medical specialties?
I like cutting things open. I feel like a neuroscientist. Like, neuroscience is really interesting to me. Also, I'm very interested in, like, the chemicals of mental illness.
Okay.
So I think, like, psychiatrist or something with neurology or neuroscience. Or also working at SETI to look for aliens.
Either or.
Either or.
Equally as important.
Yes.
What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
The hardest part about my job that nobody knows is that I need to keep my energy up constantly, and I have very little time alone to just sit and be quiet. And so often, even though I am a bubbly extrovert, when I'm getting like hair and makeup done, or if I'm in the car, I often just like complete silence because it's the only time that I get silence, because my days are filled with, I'm never alone.
Do you have to tell people around you to be quiet?
No, they get it. And like, I also have the excuse of I meditate. So even if it's really just me falling asleep, I'll be like, I'm going to meditate. And everyone like, shushes.
Everyone's like, oh, that's
real. Oh, she's going to meditate. Okay, she's going to meditate. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good trick.
Yeah.
What is something you bought that you completely regret buying?
I bought an attachment for my shower faucet to wash my dog, and it just really didn't work. It really didn't work, and I knew that I would have to like undo the faucet to make it work. It was a whole thing where like, why did I buy this?
Was it like a detachable hose?
Yeah, it was a detachable hose, and I'm sure there's a better version I can buy. And even when I attached it, it still didn't work.
Did you get your money back?
No, I didn't. I think I just threw it away. I think it sat in the bathroom for like a year and a half, and then we were like, who are we kidding? We're not going to use this.
And your dog has just remained unwashed.
She's remained very, very dirty since. Yeah, exactly.
When did you realize this field of work could be an actual career?
Well, I've been wanting to go into entertainment ever since I was, 2, 3 years old, but I think when I got my first TV writing job and was getting a steady weekly paycheck, that was when I was like, okay, I think maybe I don't have to wait tables anymore. Maybe. Although there was a period of time where my boyfriend, who's now my husband, spotted me cash because I was spending all my money on making those internet music videos, that I probably would have gone back to waiting tables had it not been for the graciousness of my boyfriend.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
I guess monetarily, just assume you're going to go broke. Like, save your money like you're going to go broke. Don't think that whatever you're making is going to last forever, because in show business it isn't, especially when you're working from job to job. And then kind of spiritually or whatever, whatever problems you have before you're stressed out with heavy career stuff, they will only be exacerbated in either success or failure, like intense success or intense failure, just intensity. So deal with your issues sooner rather than later.
The season 2 finale of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend airs February 3rd on The CW. There's more Marketplace Weekend just ahead.